Hey, glad you can make it. And welcome to the Employee Cycle Podcast, where we talk to HR innovators, thought leaders, and even some disruptors about the latest in HR trends, HR tech, and you guessed it, HR data. Well, you've heard enough of me talking. Now let's start the show.
Thanks so much for jumping on the Employee Cycle Podcast to share all your thoughts and wisdom and experience as you've been helping lead your company through all types of uncertainty. So today our topic is employee well-being in 2020. What does that mean? It means so many different things to so many different people, depending on what's going on in the world. So it's always a moving target for sure. But before we get started, I would love for you to share some background information on yourself with the audience. So if you could let us know your name, your title, company, and location.
Oh, sure. Hi, I'm Chandini Chopra. I'm the HR director at Lambda Test. So Lambda Test is a cross-browsing testing cloud, which allows you to test your website on 2,000-plus real browsers and OS combinations. So you can test your website on both mobile and desktop browsers. So pretty cool there. And for myself, my background kind of varies from covering the whole HR gamut. Being an HR business leader, I worked with startups, some global brands, IBM, HP, PwC. So yeah, so it gives me a fair good idea how workplaces work.
Awesome. So today we're going to talk about employee well-being in 2020. And before we talk about what this means in 2020, what is your definition of employee well-being, since it can mean so many different things to so many different people?
Yeah, so employee well-being is an interesting concept. Every company can take it differently, but it is just not employee well-being management is not about just solving the needs of an employee. It should kind of define company's culture. So, in order to strike a better work-life balance and maintaining a well-being, you should have a culture like that in a company.
Got it. And so now that it's 2020, how do you see employee well-being being managed and then maintained after whatever the new normal or go back to the office looks like?
Right. So it's a very interesting change for the whole world, I guess. Employees have been thrown into high pressure or like frontline risk or work from home. And then, once we're going back as well, physical well-being is something to be looked at initially. You'll be following something like social distancing, doing screening monitoring, sanitization. So a lot of ONHs things work around here. We have to be very careful of the physical health first before we go back to work.
Got it. So in regards to employee well-being, is that the same thing as employee engagement, or do you see that as being totally different?
That's two different things according to my experience. Engagement means engaging them in different ideas or how to engage them, incorporate them into certain cultures. But here we're talking about of building a culture of well-being. So when we say supporting employees, that just does not mean doing some programs. We have to support employees by listening to them and genuinely understanding their problems to support their well-being, I guess.
Got it. So when I hear a lot of people talk about employee well-being, I see them talking about the emotional well-being, especially now with so many companies looking to reduce employee stress and anxiety. Whether people have an uncertainty around all the things happening in the world, staying home orders are driving people crazy, policies back and forth, you can go outside, you can't go outside, you can eat at this place, you can't eat at this place, all these things are happening all around the world. And then you have financial well-being, you have so many different types of well-being. So I'm curious, how do you break down or what do you think are the most important components of employee well-being? And as an HR leader in a company, how do you help your workforce become better at all of those?
Right. So, you know, this pandemic has actually jottled everyone down in terms of what well-being is going to be now. And especially, you know, our mental health, as you said, you know, our work style is changing. We have to take care of mental health than ever before. And, you know, stress, it leads to stress. It's a major factor for less productivity here. So, you know, you will have to take care of certain measures by understanding employees a little better. You know, maybe you can do some special care provisions are required. Some courses, you know, has been proven to be worked out for certain employees in my organization here. And some coaching helps. You know, sometimes people are just isolated. Just talking, just giving them a call during the day and just saying a simple hello can also help their mental well-being, you know. And coming to the financial health, I think a lot of people in our companies are getting infected. So, you know, companies should chill out and see how they can help in any shape or form. It can reduce some sort of financial stress and, you know, improve overall company's health in a way.
So what were some of the very specific things you did during COVID and even now to make sure that your company was helping to take care of the well-being of your employees?
Right. So we did kind of take measures around the mental health and, you know, firstly, staying in touch regularly, to be honest. You know, week by week, we get so much information, what's going on. We're going back to work. We're not going back to work. I just try to stay in touch with them. Management tries to stay in touch with employees on a regular basis. We don't just communicate anymore. We over-communicate, actually, to make sure everyone is sync and performing. And also, one major thing we did was having clarity. So we are very open how the business is going. Everyone is entitled to know this so that, you know, there can be a culture of trust in the organization and everyone can work towards a common goal. So employees, they feel a part of a family, you know, that way. So we drive a lot on communication here, and that's what I'm trying to do right now also.
It's interesting that I keep hearing a lot of HR leaders and leaders in general speak about over-communication, which definitely sounds great, and that's what we've been doing at our company as well. But I am curious about people having Zoom overload, Zoom fatigue, and not to say that you're using Zoom for every time that you're communicating with them, but it seems as though most companies are, or some type of video chat where people may be getting tired of that or just not feeling like getting on video all the time. So I'm curious, how are you handling that? And have you seen that to be an issue with your workforce?
Yeah, this is a very interesting point. And, you know, first initial few weeks working from home, we did not know ourselves how to handle this. But I think what we've done is we have set certain time limits to these calls also. So people do get breathers. So what we do is we say, okay, half an hour max, you guys decide what the call needs to be. Otherwise, you know, we schedule another call so that people don't get too exhausted as well.
Got it. So in regards to communication, since you are over communicating, what did that look like from a hierarchical standpoint? Was most of that communication from the CEO to everyone in town hall style? Was a lot of that communication manager to employee? Did it depend on what it was about? So maybe if it was health related, it might come from you, but then if it's company updates, it comes from the CEO. How did you manage that?
Right. So I think initially it was hard for the initial month. We didn't know. We couldn't communicate. We couldn't communicate in the same pattern that we used to do physically. But then now the communication, we have started setting up agendas, and we've started setting up, you know, regular calls. So communication from a CEO, from a management, how the company is doing, will go from the CEO side. And then we will have small team meets. So, you know, our team leaders would be discussing within their teams as well. And then we have cross-functional team meets as well. So then the team knows what is happening. So, there are levels of communication, but I think we're getting there, and we're much settled in the working from home kind of communication style now.
Awesome. In regards to employee engagement, I've spoken with a number of HR leaders who are saying that their engagement has actually spiked once everyone was forced to work from home. And now they're trying to figure out how to maintain that level of engagement as they go back to the office, or even if they continue to be remote. So I'm interested and curious, what do you see as some of the biggest challenges of managing employee well-being remote, but then also some of the biggest opportunities that you see managing employee being well-being remote?
Right. So actually, it is, for me, it's worked out as an opportunity, to be honest. There were certain engagement things where we couldn't, HR could not connect with everybody. But I, thanks to this digital world, I guess I'm able to get everybody on the same call sometimes. And we do a lot of fun stuff, a lot of gossips. We talk about ourselves. I think engagement from my side has improved a lot more.
So what are some of the next steps as engagement has improved that you're already looking to do moving forward? And I guess a side question to that is, are you planning on returning back to the office when, or I know a lot of companies are thinking through this now, but do you think that you're leaning more towards the going back to the office model? And if so, what are you thinking about doing to keep this increased level of engagement?
Right. So we are planning, yes. So a lot of thought has gone behind designing the new infrastructure as well. It would not be easy and normal the way we used to be. So we're redesigning the workplace a bit, how employees would be interacting with each other, how greetings would happen. You would have to think it through pretty well. Like right now, numbers, you know, we're based out of India right now, and the numbers are increasing here a lot. So we have to make sure whenever it's safe for our employees, we will go back. But right now, working from home model is working for us best. So it's better to be safe right now.
And then the last question I would like to ask, for any HR or people leader who is listening to this interview, what's some of the parting words of wisdom that you would like to share? If they didn't remember anything else that they've heard from this interview, what would you like for them to remember as they're thinking about maintaining and managing employee well-being moving forward?
Right. I think in this situation, all HR leaders or even leaders, you know, even management should take this opportunity as being flexible for both meeting their, you know, business needs and plus the employee needs. This is not a one-time kind of effort. It will be an ongoing commitment to keep practicing, keep kind of looking over again and again what can we do better. We are all humans. Our needs would vary from time to time. So connect with your employees. Be flexible in this time period. We'll all get through this.
Thank you so much for those words of wisdom. Really appreciate everything that you've shared, for being transparent and really being open with everything that you're doing and the challenges that you've overcome during this process. And so on behalf of our entire team at Employee Cycle and everyone who will be listening and learning from your interview, just want to say thank you. We hope that you, your family, and your team stay safe, and we really appreciate your time.
Thanks very much, and I hope you guys stay safe too.